Welcome to Masechta Shabbos, Perek Hey Mishnah Beis, Chapter 5, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah continues discussing permissible and prohibited items that one may put on their animals, the different type of animals and different type of objects. So the Mishnah says, Chamar, a donkey, yoytze b'mardas, is permitted to go out with the blanket that they put on the back of the donkey. Bizmanchi kishuralo, as long as it's attached to the chamar, actually it has to be attached to the donkey already before Shabbos. Zacharim, male rams, yoitzin luvuvin, are permitted to go out with a type of leather object that they would attach to the male organ so that it should not be able to mount a female. Rechelis yoitzay shechuzais. Similarly, female sheep are permitted to go with their tail tied upwards so that a male should want to go on to mount her. Kivulais, when the tail is tied downwards so that they should not be accessible. Ukevunos, and they are also permitted to be wrapped in a type of garment that would guard their wolf so that it should stay soft, it should stay clean, and not get ruined. Ha'izim yotzin tzuris, goats are allowed to go while their udders are tied. Sometimes they do it to dry them out so that they should no longer produce milk. And sometimes they put like a little protective things so that the milk shouldn't leak on the ground. Rabbi Yossi says that all the aforementioned are prohibited, except for sheep that are wrapped, because that wrapping also is pretty and it's like a ornament. Rabbi Huda says that the reason that they tied the udder, that the object that's on their udders is so that it should dry out the milk, that's permissible because that's tightly affixed. But if, let's say, a person attaches something to the bottom of their udders so it could catch the milk and make sure it doesn't go on the ground, that's prohibited because that was done very lightly and loosely, and it may fall off and the owner will come to put it back on Shabbos, which would be prohibited. One more Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Obama ino yotze. What may an animal not wear when it goes out? Says the Mishnah, Yotze gamel b'metul telus. A camel may not go out with a pillow that is on its hump. The camel may not go out while the front leg is tied to the back leg. Valei ruggle, and similarly, it's not permitted to go out while one of its legs is tied. That means to say they would bend the leg and then they would tie it together, and if it only has three legs, it can't go very far. That's prohibited. V'chein shakol abehema, similarly, all other animals, it's prohibited for them to go out if they are tied, if their legs are tied or bent, because that's an excessive type of shmira and not a normal way of taking them out, and therefore it's considered like it's carrying something or something is abnormal. A person cannot tie a bunch of camels together and then take a rope and lead the first camel and all the rest follow him, because it seems like he's taking them to market to sell. But he may take all the straps of the camel, l'toch yado, into his hand, if they're not tied to one another, just has a bunch of different leashes, and he's permitted to pull them all. Now the Gemara says, Mishnah concludes, and the Gemara explains, that he's not allowed to wrap the ropes around his hand. The Gemara says, actually, it's not even talking about Shabbos. It's talking about kilayim, the prohibition of wearing wool and linen together. Some of the ropes of the camels were made out of pishdon, were made out of flax, and some of them were made out of wool. So when the fellow wraps them around his hand, it is providing some type of heat or protection, and that would be prohibited from the Torah prohibition of not wearing shatnez, not wearing a garment that's wool and linen. Wishing you a wonderful day and an awesome Shabbos.